Hello, guys, and welcome to a new episode of the Gloves On podcast. We're your host, Alexander Brams, and alongside me is Marcus Sundin, as always. And today, we are joined by goalkeeper coach from Leeds United, Marcos Abad. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. A pleasure to have you on, and we are excited for this episode. But, Marcos, as we always do, we have four fire questions, so let's take it away, and you just answer as quick as possible. Ready?
Of course, of course.
Yes, okay. Gloves on or gloves off?
On.
Favorite goalkeeper of all time?
For time.
Forever.
Forever, for sure.
Who's your favorite goalkeeper of all time?
For me, Van der Sar.
Van der Sar, love the answer, love the answer. Favorite goalkeeper you have played with or coached?
Ilan Meslier.
Nice answer, nice answer. Most important aspect within goalkeeping?
Mentality.
Mentality, love it. Okay, Marcus, that was some good answers. Van der Sar is like the ice-cold Dutch, the legendary goalkeeper. Ilan Meslier is your own guy you have probably formed a little bit after he came to your club, but we'll get into that later. So Marcus, can you just introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, the first thing is congratulations about what you're doing for all our big passion, the keepers. This is the first thing that will I say. And yes, I'm 37 now years old. Then I'm working as a goalkeeper coach, as you said before, in Leeds United, in Premier League. Really, really happy doing my passion, my job. Then this is a big difference for me. It's hard for me to say that I'm working because it's my passion. It's about what I did when I was 6 years old so far. But one day, what it was my passion, my hope, started to be my job. And it's now after 14 years a row working in pro level, is something that I'm very, very happy and very proud, because I never expected that my career will be so long. And I'm so happy if one day finish, even tomorrow, because I never expect that I will arrive in this level, training so good keepers, being around of great and very good managers around the world. Then, honestly, I'm so happy. So happy doing my job. And yes, I'm like you, worker. I studied 2 degrees during the time that I was playing in low levels. Then, finally, one day in my town, after being a long time creating academies of goalkeepers, training academies of keepers around of my town, arrived opportunity in League One in my country. And all was going on really well, promotion, playoffs, and after the big call to come to England, first in Middlesbrough, and after Leeds United, where we get another promotion to Premier League with Marcelo Bielsa. So this is a short summary about 14 years. But yeah, looking back, it's 600 games professional, then looks wow. I'm starting to be old.
Yeah, you say you're starting to be old, but that's just that's a young goalkeeper coach for sure. And we love to hear the story. It could be inspiring for many, myself included, as I'm probably more moving into the coaching now. And I know Marcus also coaches a lot, but of course we also still play because it's, as you said, it's a passion, and we love to do our passion. And it's not a job, like this podcast. It's not a job. It's a lovely conversation between three goalkeeper fanatics. So Marcus, you mentioned that you were in the Spanish school and you were in Elche and so on. So yeah. Why right now, let's just take the big one out there. Right now, there are six Spanish goalkeepers in Premier League. Why is the Spanish school so big in Premier League?
Yeah, in general, I think so. Coaches, staff from Spain is around of the world. You can see we have even in a Twitter account where it's all the people that we are working around of the world in football, in different leagues and professional level. And this means that we are open. We are open to extend our knowledge, because in the end, in our country, years ago, we received a lot of foreign people where we was learning, and we opened our mind, thinking like, managers from East of Europe, from North of Europe, from South America, that came and left us a big knowledge, you know, about football and different ideas. And finally, I think so that the Federation create a strong regulation to start to obligate, and it's now mandatory that even if you are in academy, everybody need a license. So this means that everybody has to get the minimum to teach. And I think so the academies, the good academies, and generally every club is trying to looking for coaches with knowledge, maybe degrees in fitness as a physical education, license as a coach. Now as a goalkeeper coach is the same. The approach of the big federation, the Royal Federation, is like every single goalkeeper in any club has to get the license. There are three levels that in many countries, UEFA is C, B, and A. And all of that is, I think so, the big approach where we can say that we are in a good moment, because I think so the clubs are doing a great investment in the coaches, but in the end in the teachers, no? Because when we talk about coach in academy, you're a teacher, no? Then it's really important that the clubs believe in that to give the best knowledge for the young players, and in particular for the keepers, eh? I think so this is really important.
Yeah, definitely, it makes sense. And the school has been doing really good in developing keepers. Of course, you have been working closely with Ilan Meslier ever since he came. And how has it been getting in a young goalkeeper, young, tall, talented goalkeeper who moved well? How has it been to work with him and kind of form him? What have you done in broad perspectives to him, if you can say that?
The first thing that I have to say is like, to do all of that, you need people that trust in you. This is the key. Then we have a sport director, Victor Horta Spanis, that believe in the professionals in each department, in our case, in the keepers, delegating me that part of the recruitment from academy to the first team. That means that when you are signing a new keepers, you talk with the parents, you talk with the agent, then and you talk with the keeper about what they are going to face in a few months when they will come here. This that maybe looks on sounds like, oh, has to be normal. It's not usual in every club. Then it's a process that when the keeper is here, the keeper is in your pocket. Why? Because he know that you chose him. It's not something about business between agents, sport directors. No. It's something that the sport director has very clear that the responsible about who has to choose his keeper is the department of the goalkeeper coaches. This is something for me really special. This means I'm talking more about the sport director than about me, because to trust this someone when you put your business in the table is really important, and is in football really weird a few times. Then this is for me the first point. The second point is like Ilan is now the big, obviously the big name, no, in the club, but we have a really healthy department where now we have international keepers from under 16 with Scotland, with England, under 19 from Netherlands, Danny van der Hoeven that is training with us in the first team, Christopher Clayson, under 21s with Norway. They mean that we have five players, five keepers in particular, that are with the national teams in the low ages. So it's not just war with Ilan, it's about what is coming back, no? And this is the big, for me, the big thing that we are doing here as a department, no, is create especially employment when they know that when they come here, they are going to work really hard. We will put all the energy, we will put all the hours, all the time necessary to do it, because we create a department really young about the goalkeeper coaches, where they have a lot of energy and where we have meetings, where we have all the things to do together to analyze each video, each training, each competition. That is fantastic, because they provide me from each age all the clips for the competition from Monday. So I know perfectly how he's doing the under 16, how he's doing under 18. This means that we have a great connection, we have a big department and a big future, you know? Even if I leave tomorrow, I will leave tomorrow or next season because football is like this. The big thing here for me is that the legacy that you leave, no? It's something that, for example, Marcelo teaches a lot, no? It's not just what you do in that moment, if not what you are going to leave. You leave a better facilities, you leave a better connections between all employees. You leave more the performances. Makes sense?
It does. It does. And to listeners out there, he said Marcelo, so that was Bielsa whenever he was there. But Marcus, that was really interesting. And that setup is something that I'm jealous of, and both as a player, but also as a coach, that you could be able to get all this. That sounds ideal. And that's something that could be motivating for a lot of people out there to put in the hard work to get where you are right now. But I also want to talk about how it is being the goalkeeper coach of a lower tier, no, not lower tier, lower table club. Like right now you're fighting for staying in the Prem, which is obviously means a lot of things. It could potentially mean your job. It could be Millier's job and also like big money situation for the club and the club in general and the fans and so on. So how do you prepare your goalkeepers to go out there, and he basically has to be a big factor each game for them to not concede goals?
It's a really interesting question, honestly, because look, what we created here, knowing that in which club we are, is why you choose the keepers, knowing all the context. So it's so really important. The first thing is that the most important is the keeper. No, we are just the person who guide the process to develop them, but they are the most important. Then when you're focused about the keepers are the most important, what you have to create is a methodology in all the sense, mentally, physically, technically, and tactically, where the keeper really, really focus in just the things that they can control. Makes sense? Then you stop the noises, because if you develop and you break down a lot your methodology and transfer all of that in the competition, the keeper has constantly in each second many things to do, many things to be focused, and in any moment they are thinking in the table, where is the classification, where is in the table? Because we created a methodology where you are in position and out position in any moment, in any time of the game, thinking in what I have to do to prevent, to anticipate, to intercept what is going to prepare the opponent. So when you are with many things in your hands in competition, you have to do the same during the week. During the week, you have long days working in the training ground, when you prepare your body with a specific individual plan in the gym, when you prepare the post game, when you prepare the pre-game of the opponent, analyzing individual players, analyzing the free kicks, the corners, the stats, when you have to break down all the information that the platforms provide us, then you have to break down all of that in the week. Then in the competition, they just have to be focused in the details that we work it, but there are a lot. Then in which moment we have to think about the pressure. So it's really, really important for me how you take all of that to eliminate all the noises. And the second part for me, and for me is the key, is that inside of the methodology of the trainings, for me, is more, and is why we know, or why we train, or why we believe our department or the goalkeeper coaches, is like, it's not just worth the possession. For example, when you have a manager that they like build up from the keeper and try to keep the possession from the back, and the keeper is the first who create the attack. For me, the key in the methodology and the training is how you prepare the keeper, even if they make a mistake. So the mistake is part of our job. So no makes sense of thinking the mistake. For me, it's which is your new position, which is your initial position after give the pass, how is the next step that you have to do in terms of position, when your teammate receives the ball and you give a great ball to play ahead, then these new positions that force you leave from your comfort zone, how you resolve the problem in case that you lose the ball. Then all of these start to be inside of your brain. Then you prepare not just the training and not just the competition. If not, you create a model of the keeper that is, doesn't matter what happened, I'm ready. So it's a positiveness constantly, day to day. For me, this is the key.
Spot on, Marcos. And I want to expand a little bit on the topic. We talk about the pressure, which most times comes from the outside of, but also sometimes you can put pressure on yourself. And then you mentioned a little bit about making mistakes. And a very important takeaway is obviously it's a big part of the position, it's a big part of the sports to make mistakes. Because if you don't make mistakes, you don't allow yourself to grow, especially as a goalkeeper. So I've always been curious to the goalkeeper coach, say, Ms. Lear is next one, God forbid, makes a mistake. I know he's going to be very tough on himself and he's going to be all, it's the worst thing ever. But how do you react as a goalkeeper coach to when your goalkeepers make a mistake in games? I know it's kind of different from goalkeeper coach to goalkeeper coach, but are you the type of goalkeeper coach that's going to go straight into anything what wrong? Or are you going to, in that situation, be thinking, oh, I play an impact on that as well? How's your approach?
Listen, many times when I'm saying anything, for sure it's copied from all my best managers that I had or just listening keepers. But I'm going to tell you something that is not from me, but I listen in all of the past years. Then say, in pro level, everybody concede you the opportunity to make a mistake. The difference to stay in pro level is that you don't repeat the same. What I mean is that for me, the key in the keepers that arrive in top level is that they can make a mistake, but they don't repeat the same. Because each mistake is a big lesson. And always we say that a big mistake for us is a big opportunity, because when everything is going on really well, it's easy to guide and teach, no? And be coach. When it's hard is when it's coming a bad moments. And you know, so always there are up downs in the performances of the players, in particular of the keepers. Then for me, the key is the stability. What means the stability? We every day analyze what they are doing, every single day. We record each training, we give each training in WhatsApp every day, so they know what we expect about them. When he made a mistake, he know which is the mistake. Because we don't analyze the things just if the action gets success or no. We analyze what we are doing during the game, knowing what we expect in this moment, because we break down every single action during the training. What means this? When you not play to be a casino keeper, that is depend today if it's white or black, the ball, if not, doesn't matter the success of the action, is you start from this position well, yep. You did the decision that we expected depend of the opponent and your teammate, yeah, that's all. After the ball can rebound, can rebound, it's lucky, okay, it's fine. But we always analyze everything, not just depending on the success of the action. Then after you have to pass to the week. Always we say the first day of the week, we like reproduce any scenario similar of the mistake, just to reinforce how we are going to face again these situations in the next time. And then you forget about that. You have to, the second day of the week, start to think in the next game, how we are going to face, what is our proposal, and what is going from the opponent. So you have a video, you have a training to reduce and to calm down the stress of the last mistake and immediately pushing for the next game that is the most important. It's like we say in each action of each drill, the next one is the most important. You can't stop thinking in the last one. Has to be something quick. This is the feedback. And in the end is how we teach them.
Marcos, and talking about teaching as well, how I was playing current division in the league. I see it almost as a triangle, because you being a Spanish goalkeeper coach, having a goalkeeper from France, having to that cooperate into an English league. I want to talk a little bit about first how it was in the beginning, working with Messia as a French goalkeeper coach, obviously growing up in the French league, playing in the French goalkeeper school, you growing up in the Spanish goalkeeper school, then had to adapt into the Premier League, which is obviously best league in the world, but it's different from Spanish league and it's so different from French league. How did you make that triangle so successful between the two of you?
The first thing, and you say the word, is adapt, no? But the first thing about everything is that you have to do everything to try that they trust in you. And this is above of the as a professional and as a coach, has to be as a person. For me, how you treat them is the key. You need to create an environment that the big value as a human being is the first thing for everybody. This is what can save us in the bad situations. Then after we can talk about adaptation. We have a keeper from the Netherlands, we have a keeper from Spain, we have a keeper from England, from Scotland. So what we have to do, this is what we ask in ourselves when we arrive here, is like we have to create a methodology with our own language that everybody understands, doesn't matter the country, what we are looking for in each scenario of the game. In possession and out possession. So this is something that we created and really strong, and everybody know now everything. Then it's easier the communication, and this is really important, because if we not get the communication, you lose the player. Then they have to trust in you as a person, because you have to show that you are a hard worker, that you are put all your life to help them every day. This is the demanding in pro level. You'd be here 10-12 hours every day. Then after they have to believe in you, in what you are trying to explain and to show, and this is for me really important. Create first a language that everybody understand, a proper language in terms of goalkeeping, and after, what we have to do is understand how is in individual point of view each of them. I have one that is more cold, another one that need more love. Another one that need the message in front of the rest, that someone that you need correct him in individual with the video in my office. So in the end, what we are lucky is that we have a small group and let us know everyone really well. And this help to try to transmit the right things in the right moment and with the great doses, because not everyone need the same things. So for me, this is the key. In particular, in Ilan. Ilan came from France, from second division, where he was growing in the same club. And he came here and was a big change. A lot of work with me in the gym, a lot of work outside of the pitch. And he was really receptive. And he was very open to accept a new methodology, a new idea. And in the end, it's more about them than about me. If they want, is what many times I told him. The difference is your limitations, and you don't know your limits. You are breaking constantly your limits. Then depend more of them than of me. Of course, I have to do that adaptation. But when the keeper is open, and we are lucky here in this club, it's so easy for us. So what we have to put is the tension in which is the doses that they need. Now we talk about which is the carrot that each of them need to keep them in the maximum level as constant as possible. No, because always I told them, if you come here tomorrow, Tuesday, if you can give 10, no, give 8, give 10. Because 10, 10, 10, 10 will be close to give the best version of you. And doesn't matter if you are playing or not. Because if you not play and you do this, you will be ready. And this is the key. And this is what let help Ilan or help us as a club. So for me, this is the key.
That Marcos and I want to touch a little bit upon you being a part of a club like Leeds. You've been through ups and you've been through downs, and that's a part of the sport. We all know it's not only a dance on roses, it's a big roller coaster ride, with my metaphor from it. When we talk about you being a goalkeeper coach in a club like Leeds, and that's a team that went from the Championship into the Prem, which obviously is the best league in England. What would you say you as a goalkeeper coach has been, first of all, your biggest transition, but also at the same time, what has been your biggest struggle to overcome as a goalkeeper coach as well?
Yeah, well, the first thing is, like, when you came to Leeds United, you have to know that it's a big club in England. We have probably the best fan base in UK, because it's crazy how they travel to London, to anywhere. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Even they came to Australia. It's crazy. We have the best thing that you need in a club to develop a club and a team is the fan base, no? And this is something that you have to know, and you have to expect the demands that they are going to create to you about what they want about the club and about the team, and in particular about the keeper. No, you have to know that you have to be a keeper with a strong mentality, with a winner mentality, and with passion. Because if this club don't let you something, it's be lazy. Here they love when they see a tackle, when they see a the aggressivity of Ilan in a smoother 1v1 in the box, when Ilan leave from the goal in set pieces and make a punch or get a catch in 6 yards with an aerial duel. All of that, they love it because they love the fight. And this is part of the history of the club. Then you have to transmit that to the keeper. You have to transmit the passion in every single action of each training, even in the warm-up of the games. I love it. I love the noise, the atmosphere, the enjoyment that they created, because even one saving warm-up count. So we have to transmit as a coach that, because it's a club who the fan base is people humble, people who suffer to buy a season ticket, people who pay a lot of money for one ticket because for them it's hard to get it. So you have to transmit that to the young keepers. You have to know that, and you have to tell them that, lads, there are a lot of people behind of you that love you and believe in you. And this is a big responsibility as a coach, but especially as a player. And then you have to build and you create this profile, no? Something that is really important, honestly. And of course, it's coming an abounds, like you say, a roller coaster, no? But this is part of our job, and we have to make feel them that this is natural and it's part of life, even not just in football. The problem is that sometimes you're in a bubble, no? And you sometimes you have to break the bubble to them, because they are, obviously, the bubble protect them, because it's like we told before, no? The social media is not now easy. Be someone popular or be someone that everybody know, because in the bad moments, it's difficult manage all of that. But you have to stop all of that. And this bubble is like where we are, which is the club that we represent, and let's go to do it as best as possible, no? And this is our big job as a coaches.
Yeah, I love that. That was very passionate from you as well. And I can feel the passion through our screen here. We're sitting on Google Meet to listeners out there. Like, Marcus is in Tampa, Florida. I'm in Rome, Italy, and he's in Leeds in the UK. So, like, we can feel the passion, and I hope you can hear it too. All the passion through how he speaks, how he talks about development, and how he loves the club. So, yeah. Love that, Marcus. Absolutely love that. We're actually coming to an end here, but we usually have, for our first-time guests, we have this question, because we're called the Gloves On Podcast. So what are your favorite gloves and why?
Favorite clubs in the world?
Gloves, goalkeeper gloves.
Oh, sorry, I heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a person with high loyalty, so my sponsor is Solo Porteros, mm-hmm. Only keepers in Spanish. And they trusted me 14 years ago in League One, and never more I miss a gloves So they are so good. They have a great person, Pedro, that always is in the top. Marcos, you need anything, you need the stuff, you need the gloves. So I can't say another company because they are so, so good. Outstanding, honestly.
Yeah.
Because I'm not anyone in football, and they just do because they trust from the beginning, and it's so good. And it's a company that now is supporting a lot the women's, and they are designing gloves specific for girls. Then nice. They support the feminine football. That is something really, really good. And I'm with them, so they are the best.
Perfect, perfect. Great answer. And I kind of caught the feeling that you were a loyal person just from the way you were speaking. So staying loyal to Solo Boteros, I could imagine that. And it was actually the first time that has been said in our 120 episodes now. So congrats to them and to you. And we'll have to try the gloves one day. Marcus, do you have anything to say here in the end? Some tips, something for a young goalkeeper, something for goalkeeper coaches that they need to hear?
I'm not anyone to give advices. I'm a normal person, a worker with a normal family. My mom is cleaner, my dad is mechanic. So we start our life as a normal person. What I can always say, in fact, talking about the facts, is like what my dad always saying, you know? Try to be responsible, try to be loyal, try to be humble, and and you will, I think so, you will engage quick with people, in this case with keepers. And if you won't be coach, hard work, nothing guarantee a success. Even my friends that try to follow me in my career, if I have to start now with 37 years old, probably I will not do the same, because it's not easy. You need success in a few moments of your life, that the people that pass from your life trusting you to call you after. So it's really hard to arrive at all level. And I feel lucky because I'm part of many staff that help me to grow, to develop my idea. They trust in me as a person, as a professional. So I'm part of all the people that pass from my life. I have this so clear. Then my first advice always is try be nice with everybody, push, because to be goalkeeper coach is not be friend of goalkeepers. Always, I heard this from one judge that is a judge for children, and say to the parents, if you try to be friend of your kids miss a parent, no? Then I transfer this to the goalkeeper coaches. Don't try to be friend. They will be friends if the time let you do it in the future, but not when you are working with them. We have to keep the line, be nice, be in person, but you have to know that if you won't get the best of them, many times you have to fight friction. You have to push them. Then it's not easy many times, because you have to tell them things that they don't like. Listen, then this is really important for me. Keep the good relationship, but in the limit, then you can develop them as much as possible. And yes, be a nice person. I think so is the best legacy that you, because in the end, nobody will remember about what is in your CV. People will remember when you pass from the places about how you are. So for me, it's the key.
Love that. I think a lot of people could use that advice, just that one advice, like be nice to everyone, because if you keep being nice to people, maybe Marcus is not nice to me, but then you're nice to me and somebody else will be nice. Just a thought of examples. So Marcus, on that note, thank you so much for your time. Amazing podcast. We're excited to post this very
thank
soon.
Thank you. Thank you. And I finish with the same word. Congratulations, because you are helping a lot more than you think about all our passion.
Muchísimas gracias.
Gracias.
And to you guys still listening out there, please go follow Gloves On Podcast on your favorite social media, leave a review, and share this with one other goalkeeper for them to keep improving. Catch you on the next episode of Gloves On Podcast.